This is Pastor Mike Curlin of Truth Bible Fellowship in the beautiful village of South Onondaga, and I am your pastor for the day. One of the things that I've always questioned is the Word of God uses waxing and waning in odd ways, because when something wanes, it's fading, it's getting less and less and less, and when something waxes, it's getting bigger, like the moon, it's waxing and then it's waning, it's waxing, getting bigger and bigger, and waning, getting smaller and smaller. And so somehow, this passage of Scripture in the King James says that the love of many will wax cold, and that tells me something, that this love is becoming bigger in a not good way, bigger in a bad way. And so the love that we're supposed to have for Jesus that oversees and is subservient to all the other loves in our life somehow gets perverted in a way that we begin to love other things in a big way. Now, I don't know if that's exactly the understanding, but it seems to be what we're dealing with today. People love their money. They love their things. They love the internet. And the love of God is not what it should be. And so one of the aspects of that I see is, I know for a fact in this little village of South Onondaga where I live and where our church is, Truth Bible Fellowship, there are many Christian people, professing Christian people, that don't darken the door of a church. And when you give up on church as part of your life and your routine, something has happened long before that in your heart and in your life. You've lost something. Or you've traded something. You've swapped out your love of God for your love of leisure on Sunday, or Sunday is the day we shop, or Sunday is the day we do our cleaning around the house. And I'm old enough to remember back when we had the blue laws, and Sunday was a day when everybody took a rest, unless you belonged to some emergency or very necessary service. Nurse, doctor, a hospital worker, those types of things. Shops were generally closed on Sunday, and so people didn't have other things to do, and so church was a higher priority in their life. I don't know that we need to have a motive of not having anything else to do to consider whether church is a good option for us or not. If you profess to be a believer in Jesus Christ and you believe that the Word of God is inspired by the Holy Spirit, and He tells us through the Apostle Paul not to neglect the assembling of ourselves together as is the manner of some, then I believe you're actually being disobedient to God and disobedient to the Spirit not to attend church, be part of a faith community, be tied into the branches that are tied to the vine, as Jesus said. And I don't want to even consider what He says happens to those branches that are cut off because they don't bear fruit. But I think it's important that we not let our love wax cold, and that we don't leave our first love. And I'm encouraging you, first of all, to reestablish that relationship with God that would restore your first love. And secondly, if you're one of those people that isn't tied to a faith community, hearing the Word of God and worshiping together with other fellow believers as part of Christ's physical body, I'm encouraging you to reconsider that today. And I mean it from a heart of love. This is Pastor Mike Curlin from Truth Bible Fellowship in the beautiful village of South Onondaga, and I am your pastor for the day.